In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Ty Witten, biotechnology cotton trait development lead for Monsanto Company. This is Cut 1, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Monsanto as a company has been focused on drought tolerance in corn and cotton and other crops. Cotton, we're keenly focused on drought. It's last year we've seen a significant amount of cotton being drought stressed, and it's going to impact our yield. We are several years out before we have a product, but we've seen very promising results in the field in our early proof of concept discovery phase. We are looking at things that have a way to ameliorate the stress in the field, in other words, reduce the stress we see throughout the season that contribute to yield.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Simple things that growers see on the onset of drought is wilting during the day. You see your plants stop growing, they wilt, they look like they're very thirsty. Things that we're seeing are phenotypes or plants that do not wilt during the day, so they're still actively growing. They're moving through that drought stress in a better situation.
This is Cut 3, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
There are some very key things that growers can do today to help with their drought stress. Number one would be plant populations. Plant population will influence water availability within that given area. The second thing growers need to think about are tillage practices. What do they do to that soil and the soil structure in preparing for their season? The third thing is your key agronomic inputs, such as fertilizer. If you know you're coming into a drought season or an area for significant drought stress, do not over-fertilize. And the fourth item that growers need to think about is your just overall input cost. Manage your season for what you think you can have success for. Control your input cost to not prolong season or exacerbate excessive growth in cotton.